You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's Thursday, February 29th, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. Happy Leap Day, everybody. You know what that means? It means we get one extra bonus day this year for playing video games. My name is John Wall, and every week I bring you the latest gaming impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in 15 minutes to fit your busy life. I am so happy to have you here today because on this episode, I'm going to be talking about Mario versus Donkey Kong. And to make sure that you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show, which is available on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And I would greatly appreciate it if you left a review while you're there, because it really helps to get the word out about this show. Also, if you'd like to chat about today's episode or just talk games, you can find me on Threads by searching for Midlife Side Quest. So every week I open the episode by sending out some positive vibes. It's a special shout out to somebody whom I admire and appreciate in an attempt to spread some good energy throughout the gaming community. And this week's positive vibes are going out to Patrick Klepek and Keza McDonald. I have been a fan of these two for quite a long time, having interviewed them both a number of years ago about being parents and gamers. Well, now they are taking that perspective of parents trying to navigate video games and how they fit into their families and turning it into a podcast. Spawn Point is a relaunch of sorts of Keza's old show, but this time it is part of Crossplay, Patrick's gaming and parenting newsletter. I've listened to the first episode, and it's fantastic. They talk about things like Roblox and how mobile games try and trick kids with their ads and microtransactions. If you have kids, especially younger kids who play video games, you will probably be able to relate a lot to what they're talking about. So congrats to Keza and Patrick, and go check out Spawn Point wherever you listen to podcasts. We are entering what is likely to be the final year or so of the Nintendo Switch. I'm sure it'll get supported for a couple of years after that, but a Switch 2 is on the horizon, and Nintendo is likely saving any major games for that eventual launch. And until then, that means for now we're getting a collection of remakes and smaller projects to fill in the gap. There's Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon, which is a re-release of the 3DS game, Princess Peach Showtime, which is an all-new adventure that actually looks pretty interesting, and Mario vs. Donkey Kong, which is a remake of the classic Game Boy Advance game. I had never played any of the games in the Mario vs. Donkey Kong series, mostly because I've never really been that much of a handheld gamer, and that game and most of its sequels were released for the GBA or the Nintendo DS systems. But like I said, it's kind of a slim year for Nintendo releases, and the old Switch needed to be dusted, so I decided to give it a go and see if this action puzzle game was a hidden gem that I had been missing out on for the last 20 years. So, if you haven't played these games before, like I hadn't, the basic setup is like this. You play as Mario and work your way through each level, figuring out puzzles and getting past obstacles to collect these little robotic Mario toys. Each world in the game has 8 levels, like a traditional Mario game. You know, you got 1-1, 1-2, and so on. And in each of these first 6 levels of a world, you'll collect one Mario Mini. On the seventh level, you'll need to take all six minis that you've collected and try to get them through the level to a chest at the end. However many minis survive that level, you'll take to the eighth level, and that's how many lives you'll have to go up against Donkey Kong in a boss fight. It's a cool idea, basically going through a world to collect as many lives as you can to take with you into the boss fight. And it works. The game is a good bit of fun. I think the levels are well designed and the art style is charming. My main issue with the game is that it's just a bit on the short side, and for a good portion of the time, it's kind of ridiculously easy. I'd say for the first four worlds or so, which is, what, like 30 or so levels, you really don't have to put that much thought into the puzzles. You're just kind of going through the motions, and I don't think I failed a level until probably world five. Early on, you'll be doing things like, you know, hitting colored switches to activate matching blocks and making your way through the end, or hopping across moving platforms while avoiding falling onto spikes. It's, you know, it's really basic stuff, and it's neither tricky to figure out or difficult to actually do. And it's not like, it's not that it isn't fun in those early levels. It's okay. It's just the game really doesn't ask that much of you, at least in the beginning. Thankfully, about halfway through the game, they do start to ratchet up the difficulty just enough that you've got to start actually paying attention. Pretty soon you'll be dealing with like trickier enemies like boos and thwomps and different obstacles like moving conveyor belts, falling spikes, and warp cubes that move you around the level. And suddenly that stockpile of one-ups that I had been hoarding began to dwindle down a bit. I was actually surprised by how much of the game actually comes down to just platforming as opposed to, you know, using your brain power. What you'll really need to be doing is working on the timing of your jumps, avoiding enemies, and working on moves like your cool little vault jump. This works by first going into a handstand, which lets you block falling obstacles with your feet, and then it goes into a more powerful jump that gets you up higher, up to levels that you couldn't reach before. I really thought that this game would be mostly mind games, you know, not quite Portal, but I thought I would be, you know, sitting around trying to figure stuff out a lot more than I ended up having to do. But you've got to have good platforming skills mostly. And then in the last few worlds of the game, the puzzle elements do get tricky enough that I really needed to stop and think about a level before attempting it. And this is where I feel like the game really did find its sweet spot. When you need to really think about how to approach a level and then execute with those platforming skills. This is definitely where I was having the most fun with the game, and I wish that they would have gotten there a bit sooner. You can squeeze a bit more fun out of each level by trying to collect all these, there's three presents in each level that are scattered about, but getting them all isn't terribly difficult, and there doesn't seem to be any real reward for collecting them. It's just another thing to do. All told, it took me about 5 hours or so to get through the campaign, and I had a fun enough time with it. You know, I just wish there was more to do and that it tested my puzzling skills more. You do unlock some new levels after completing the game, but I've gone through maybe half of them and they don't really introduce anything that new or interesting. It just sort of remixes versions of the worlds you've already gone through. Mario vs. Donkey Kong was an okay way to spend a weekend. You know, it's not a great puzzle game or doing anything radically interesting, but it was a decent enough time to hold my interest, and it still has that classic Nintendo charm. I wouldn't rush out to spend $50 on it, but if you do happen to find it on sale and you've got a weekend without much else going on, it's not a bad way to just chill out and beat up on Donkey Kong. Later this year, I'm going to be turning 47 years old, and the older I get, the more I feel like my interests are shifting ever so slightly. Not that I'm losing interest in, you know, things like video games. I think I'll still be playing Mario games when I'm 70, but other things are starting to creep into my brain, you know, like old people stuff. It's subtle at first, not that noticeable, but for instance, the other day I said to my wife, what if we took up golfing sometime? Golfing? I don't like golfing. What the hell am I talking about? And we've been talking about how much we'd like to go on a cruise. And cruises aren't inherently for old farts, but we're specifically looking for cruise lines where there won't be any young people partying all the time. That's old people talk. And you know what I'm most excited about this summer? It's not the release of Deadpool and Wolverine. It's not the lineup of new Xbox games coming out. It's the herb garden that we're planning to grow this year. Herbs, like oregano, and basil, and frickin' cilantro. I don't know what's happening, but I don't like it. Last week, on Polling at Threads, I asked you which 90s cartoon you'd most like to see get another season, in the same way that Disney is bringing back the old X-Men cartoon. And the winner, with 35%, unsurprisingly, was Batman the Animated Series, although many of you said that with the recent passing of Kevin Conroy, it would maybe feel kind of wrong to revisit that show. And it was pretty much a three-way tie for the rest. Spider-Man and Batman Beyond had 22% and Gargoyles with 21%. And I think we can all agree that the 90s had some pretty amazing cartoons. So this week's question is, which of these classic Game Boy Advance games would you like to see get a full remake next? And let's see, your choices will be The Legend of Zelda, The Minish Cap, Metroid Fusion, Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire, or Mario and Luigi's Superstar Saga. I know I will probably get some heated comments telling me that I forgot some amazing game, but you know what? You gotta pick four. So go visit the show on Threads and cast your vote today right after the show, and I'll share the results on next week's episode. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I really appreciate you making time in your day for me. And don't forget, you can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning, wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can show your support by subscribing and leaving a review. And if you'd like to chat, look for me on Threads. So until next week, be well and happy gaming.